This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, July 26. Well, corn traders appear to be waiting for the next big move in Thursday's market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Schellady.
We've kind of called the truce between the buyers and sellers here for the short term. A lot of guys don't want to get involved because this is going to be a big report August 12th. So it's going to be interesting to see the ranges get smaller and smaller and smaller as we get closer to that report. And that's kind of the feeling that I'm getting from this price action already today. We've come off 38% from the $1.10 rally we've had. That's going to be another thing that technicians will talk about. I talk about what the technicians talk about a lot because when we haven't had any fundamental news, we're going to get some big fundamental news August 12th. But up until then, every now and again, we get the odd export sales or a cargo canceled here and there. But there's nothing to really get your teeth into if you're a fundamental trader. So we have to shift our attention to take a look at what the technical traders are looking at.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 1 3/4 at 500.5. September corn was down 5.5 at 418. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were down 2, ranging from 562.5 to 572.5. BNS wheat with 14% protein prices for July were up 0.75 points, ranging from 598 to 603. Live cattle for August were down 25 cents at 108.80. August feeder cattle were down 2.5 cents at 142.90. And July class 3 milk was up 6 cents at 1747.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.